AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. New Quinnipiac poll finds either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders could beat President Trump in the key state of Florida. The president launched his reelection campaign last night in Orlando, blasting what he called the fake news media, the illegal witch hunt, and Democrats.
They tried to erase your vote, erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election probably in the history of our country.
He told cheering supporters that he has cracked down on immigration, presided over a booming economy, and if he's reelected, he said he'll overhaul the health care system and produce new trade deals to help Americans. Trump supporter Kathy Ward was impressed.
Fantastic. Great crowd, great speech, great energy, great message. Super patriotic. So happy I came.
But Democratic rival Bernie Sanders said the president lied and talked nonsense.
It's going to take me a little while to settle down because I just had the extremely unpleasant experience of actually watching Donald Trump in action for an hour and a half. Wow. And that was certainly something.
ExxonMobil has a workers' camp in Iraq that got hit this morning by a rocket. Three local workers were injured, one of them seriously. Dr. William Hussle has pleaded not guilty to charges he murdered 25 patients in Ohio by giving them overdoses of painkillers. Now the Ohio hospital system that fired him has settled several lawsuits for millions of dollars. The Mount Carmel health system has also apologized. American billionaire Stephen Schwarzman has given the University of Oxford in England $189 million to study the ethical implications of artificial intelligence. This is AP Radio News. A Hollywood star is impressed by the story of a North Carolina teenager bitten by a shark.
There's been speculation that I'm parading around as a superhero.
The actor who plays Iron Man did bend just a little when asked by the father of 17-year-old Paige Winter to follow his daughter on Instagram. The girl suffered severe wounds to her left leg and both hands earlier this month in an attack that is blamed on a large bull shark off the coast of North Carolina. Robert Downey Jr. did more than just click on Paige's page. He uploaded a video addressed to her. In it, he said that she represents a heroic story of resilience. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Six fishermen had some competition as they tried to catch sharks for a tournament off the New Jersey shore. A great white shark surfaced and grabbed their bag of bait. This guy was about 18 feet long, so he won the contest and swam off with the bait. They say all they could do was watch and videotape it. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.